It's HPR, Helping Hand. It's Fridays during All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and animals and people who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Hawaii Marine Animal Response. They do things like save injured or imperiled animals. They conduct species management, recovery. They inform and engage the public. Thousands of times a year, their website says they do field response and interventions, support, outreach. They're first responders to vulnerable and beloved area critters, as you probably know, or you will soon. Hawaii Marine Animal Response, their development manager, joining us on Helping Hand today, Whitney Beer Kerr. Welcome to Helping Hand.
Aloha, and thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. And I guess dialing in for folks on what animals you guys are helping the most often.
Sure. So our mission at Hawaii Marine Animal Response is to support the conservation of Hawaii's protected and endangered marine animals, Hawaiian monk seals, and sea turtles like hawksbill and green sea turtles. We also work with a variety of seabirds, sometimes cetaceans as well, which are whales and dolphins.
What is your relationship as an organization to NOAA?
We work in partnership with NOAA, as well as other federal organizations like Fish and Wildlife Service, state organizations like the Department of Land and Natural Resources, and other state groups like Hawaii Tourism Authority and other local nonprofits.
And you guys have a number of volunteers on your staff?
Yes, we have 80 to 100 volunteers at any one time. We are trying to increase recruitment.
Would that be you guys that we see doing the ropes around the seals and the turtles?
Yes, for the monk seals, not for the sea turtles. Huh? That is a different organization for the sea turtles. But yes, we do create seal resting areas around monk seals in areas where we think that they're needed because there's a lot of people on the beach. Monk seals have a tendency to look like large rocks. And sometimes if we don't put up an area around them, people will trip over them. Also, unless we're there to do outreach about how close you should or shouldn't get to these animals, sometimes people will want to hug or pet or take selfies with the animals.
It's because of their endangered status that you guys make sure they get, and because of those other reasons you said that you kind of rope them off?
Yes, exactly. The Hawaiian monk seal is one of the most endangered marine mammals in the world. We only have around 300 in the main Hawaiian islands and only 30 to 40 that live in and around Oahu.
So when it comes to things that folks can get involved in, field response for injured, sick, or entangled seals, turtles, or birds.
All the requirements should be on our website. They can go to our website to apply as well. And once they apply, they'll go to a volunteer orientation that teaches them the basics. And if they're still interested in participating, we'll train you fully in the field. And then they can start to sign up for four-hour shifts where they're on call for a certain activity. If they're on call for field response and we get a call that there's an animal in distress, we will dispatch one of our volunteers. They will go out to the animal, whether it's a seal or a turtle or a seabird, assess the situation, determine if an intervention or escalation is necessary, and then we will either support them with additional people in the field. If it's a monk seal, NOAA will join us in the field. If it's a sea turtle and our volunteer has a truck, then we will help them transport the sea turtle to NOAA for medical attention. If it's a seabird and it has, you know, say a broken wing or is entangled or is just downed because it got confused from lighting, artificial lights, that volunteer can then transport the animal to get the necessary medical treatment.
Wow. It's very hands-on. This is really something for people who love animals, who want to make a
direct impact.
Direct impact.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Monk seal pup monitoring.
And oh my gosh.
What's involved with
who
that?
Who doesn't love a baby anything, right? And a monk seal pup is so cute. They are nursing on the beach. Wherever mom decides that she wants to have her pup, they end up staying there for up to 6 weeks.
It's a similar thing. You go to your website, h-mar.org. People who are interested can sign up that way.
Yes.
There's also outreach and education events that you guys do at community gatherings. I know you guys were at the Pancakes for Pangolins party that Wild Aloha Foundation did, and you show up at different places to try to get the word out.
Exactly. So our education and outreach programs are great. You don't have to be in the field. You don't have to be on call. You can sign up for scheduled community events. Some of the events are children's events. Some of the events are giving presentations at local schools, etc.
Green sea turtle nest surveys and monitoring.
That will start this summer. You can either be a part of one of our animal programs, like the monk seal program or the turtle program or the bird program, or you can be a part of many of these programs. There's also the education and outreach, and we also have a dispatch program that you can join where you just are the hotline operator for our dispatch program. So you receive all of the phone calls that come into our hotline. Or you could actually do another program that we are kicking off, which is underwater cleanups. So a lot of the problems that we see with sea turtles, same with, you know, monk seals and seabirds, they get entangled in nets, fishing line, and other types of debris.
You mentioned birds. Laison albatrosses would be one of those kinds of birds. Nest and chick monitoring.
Yes, the albatross are so beautiful. They're such an amazing species. 99% of Laison albatrosses live in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands, and we're so lucky that we have a colony here on Oahu. We are even more lucky because we have a brand new colony that is starting to get established. Monitoring of the nests will continue through July when the chicks fledge, and they, if you've never seen a albatross chick, I highly recommend either hiking out to Kaena Point or signing up to be a volunteer with us on the North Shore, because they are some of the cutest little birds.
They are adorable. Even the older ones, like Wisdom, the oldest known wild bird in the world, and lives right in our state, basically, in the upper northwest part of it, tagged continuously by researchers and thankfully protected and lived all these years since before Hawaii was even a state. And she's a cutie.
We provide volunteers pretty much all day long to monitor these nests and to do outreach to the public.
Are there any specific skills or supplies that you guys could use?
Definitely. We have volunteers from tons of different backgrounds. A lot of our volunteers are retired. A lot of our volunteers are in college. Some have medical backgrounds. Some have legal degrees. In terms of resources that we could use, cash donations are hugely appreciated. For our field response programs, we can't help these animals unless we can get to them. So having reliable vehicles, having our response trucks fueled up and ready to go. A lot of times people like to donate gas cards. We also are trying to increase our fleet of response trucks, and a giant sea turtle does not fit in the back of my hatchback, let me tell you. You can donate a used vehicle, or a lot of people have relationships with organizations, or if you're a company and you'd like to be one of our corporate sponsors, we have a program for that. And we're also looking for land right now. We're really looking for a place we can call home and have community and education and outreach programs in-house. We're also looking for land just for storage facilities and someplace where we can drop a storage unit or just like a shipping container. And all of these donations are fully tax deductible.
HTA, Marine Animal Stewards Program.
Yes. If you operate a tourism company, or maybe you're just a tour guide yourself, or you offer hiking or scuba or snorkeling, or you rent kayaks, you can sign up to be a steward. And we'll come and give a presentation to your employees, and then we'll give you some marketing materials that you can use to show your customers that you care about the conservation of these marine species.
People can get internships with you guys too.
Yes.
And people can adopt specific monk seals.
Yes, you can.
Rocky and Kaimana are up for adoption, or I mean, I've got to believe both of them have already been adopted.
Yes, multiple people can adopt the same monk seal.
Can people pay too? That could be a way to lure even more money.
Oh.
Like naming rights for a seal. Rocky's next child could possibly be named Bullwinkle.
Or Dave.
Rocky and Dave.
Name it after you.
I think Bullwinkle is just so cool, though.
Yep.
Well, here's how to get in touch with them. To report a marine animal in distress, call 1-888-256-9840. h-mar.org. So that's h-mar.org. 687-7900. info@h-mar.org. You can find them on social media places like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Whitney Beer Kerr, Development Manager at the Hawaii Marine Animal Response. The animals can't get on the air and ask for help themselves, and they certainly can't get on the air and thank you. So on behalf of all the critters that you've helped out, thanks for doing what you're doing. It's inspiring, and I'm sure many, many, many people who listen would like to thank you guys too.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you for having this show. Appreciate it.